When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here. It's Game Time Decisions. Let's talk some college football. We're going to get the rankings in an hour. And, you know, our resident ranker on college football today is Ben Stevens. And we'll get into that Saturday. But it doesn't stop me from trying my hand at it, going through my process and ranking, you know, the teams within this country, within this college football landscape. Now, for the committee, they are going through what is a difficult season, and I love it. It's not been easy to follow the ebbs and flows. Now, I'm going to be hard on the committee because it's their job when I think they're getting it wrong, okay? But this is a committee that was always going to be up against it because during the history of the college football playoff, by the time they were ranking the eighth, ninth team, it was irrelevant. They weren't going to make the playoff. Who cared? If there was, you know, inconsistencies within what they were doing, their arguments fell flat. People weren't asking. Now 12 teams make the playoff. Who you rank as low as 15, 16 could potentially make the difference. When I go and I look to rank teams within college football, I try and go conference by conference, specifically starting with the SEC and the Big Ten, the top two conferences within college football, and combine those, and then you work in the rest of the teams within college football. So when I look at the SEC, I wholeheartedly believe that the Georgia Bulldogs should be the number one ranked SEC team. I've been talking, you know, higher than most when it comes to ranking Georgia. People are coming around, rightfully so. Georgia versus Texas really shouldn't be much of a debate. They are favored to meet in the SEC championship game, which would settle this, but Georgia, a lot of people like to use head-to-heads, won at Texas by 15 points. Texas has one less loss than Georgia. They also don't have wins at the Georgia level beyond just the head-to-head. The Dogs with the 14-point win against Tennessee, the 31-point win against Clemson, two teams that now, when you look at the AP poll, which is our most recent set of rankings, Tennessee is 7th, Clemson is 12th. Georgia's resume is so good, I could sit here and probably win an argument that they deserve to be number one in college football. That's how good it is. The AP poll, teams ranked 3, 7, and 12. They've beaten all of them by 2-plus touchdowns. Come on. All right? So the Dogs over Texas should not be that much of a debate. Then you get to Texas versus Tennessee. I think Texas does pass that eye test a little bit more which is always a part of the equation, right? I know Texas does not hold monster wins, but they played Oklahoma, beat them by 31, right? They got the job done at Vanderbilt. They rolled Florida by 30 points in that game, won by double digits at Arkansas. You know, if you look at the Vanderbilt beat Bama, Arkansas beat Tennessee, Florida beat Ole Miss. They handled those teams, right? All of them by double digits. So, yes, Texas is probably in this rate leaning on the strength of the SEC. I think that's okay. It's the best conference in college football. The Vols coming in at third would be not much of any debate. Here's the important thing, though, when you go through this exercise. Who is the fourth best team in the SEC? I think it's Alabama, without a doubt. Ranking-wise, the AP poll has it that way. I think the committee will have it that way tonight as well. Ole Miss blew it by losing to Florida. A&M blew it by losing to Auburn. South Carolina is probably working at too much of a deficit. So as long as Alabama is sat there in tonight's rankings, which we'll get probably in about an hour, as the fourth SEC team, they 100% deserve to have a chance to get into the playoff. Four SEC teams into the playoff, I believe, is under the preseason over-under that was listed by books of how many SEC teams would get in. 4.5. There are people screaming bloody murder because we're trying to potentially get a fourth, not fifth, not sixth, not seventh, a fourth SEC team in the mix. And again, if the season ended today, we wouldn't. The notion that Bama's eliminated, preposterous. Preposterous. They're the fourth best team in the best conference in football. They're in the mix. That's how that goes. So Bama's in the mix. And again, it's not that they don't have great wins. Beat Georgia. Played a Big Ten team in Wisconsin and drilled them. You know, the one that put Oregon on upset alert. Right? We pretend that didn't happen. I understand it's a down year for LSU. What Bama did to LSU, LSU's not looked like that in any other game. In any other game, they've not looked like that. Beating South Carolina by 2 all of a sudden, not so bad, is it? That's a top 16, 15 team in college football. But Alabama would not be in right now. That's okay. You rank the Big Ten. Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana. It's pretty easy. I think you could debate Ohio State over Oregon. I do. I am a progressive ranker. Head-to-head matters. It's not everything. Ohio State won at Penn State, smashed Indiana. Oregon does have the head-to-head win. I would put Oregon in front of them. It's close. It doesn't matter due to the format. They'll play in the Big Ten championship game. One of them will be ranked one. The other will be ranked fifth. Maybe sixth if it's Ohio State, I guess. That's what we're going to get. That's what we're going to get, right? Okay. Penn State jumps IU, even though they were put on upset alert by Minnesota. Even though Penn State gets put on upset alert by every good team they play, Big Ten doesn't have a ton of them, right? Penn State in front of Indiana. All good. All good, right? How do you round out that top 10? Notre Dame, Miami, and SMU. That's how you round it out. That's what your top 10 looks like. Two teams from the ACC, Notre Dame, four from the Big Ten, and just three from the SEC. The Big 12, they've beaten themselves up, and none of the preseason contenders are in the mix. It hurts. It just does. They've beaten themselves up. The Boise stuff, nonsense. Gotta stop. Gotta stop with the Boise stuff. Yeah, I mean, if you want to have these, hey, are you watching the games argument? I got to start asking that around people in Boise. That San Jose State final score, very misleading. Very misleading. The game against Nevada? All right, it was a backdoor to put it within seven, but still, come on, it's Nevada. You're out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're also laying a ton. Nevada, all the same.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's kind of like Labor Day all over again in November, right? We've got football for 4 or 5 days in a row. You got to love it.
So, Brady, let me start with this. You mentioned Thanksgiving. We have a three-game slate here. Does a game being on a Thursday, the short week specifically, change how you will price it whatsoever?
Yeah, it does. I think it's just like a regular Thursday night, weekly game that we have across the NFL schedule throughout the season, whether it's Thanksgiving or not. I give a little bit of extra advantage to the home team there. I think the team that has to travel on a Thursday, again, whether it be a holiday or not, is at a little bit of a disadvantage there. I think it can be a point. You know, odds makers may consider it more than that, maybe less, but I think in general, I give about a point to the home team.
Yeah, I think that that's understandable. It's definitely an advantage. I think kind of that trade-off, though, then you get that little mini-buy that comes around. I think probably one of the, trickier games, maybe it's not tricky. Just bet the Lions, move on, collect. But I look at the way the Bears have been playing. That number looks a tick too high to me, but maybe I'm not factoring in the Detroit performances enough. What do you think of a number that I'm now seeing sitting at 10.5 in some spots?
Well, 10.5 is about exactly what my number came to when I crunched all the stats. Personally, I made it 11. And then again, when I went through all the stats, I came to 10.3. So the number apparently is fairly accurate. But I do believe, Kevin, to your point, that we're probably getting to a point here. And I thought we were experiencing it last week with Detroit laying a touchdown on the road. I thought they might stub their toe just for a minute. I mean, when was the last time we saw this team slip at all? All they do is cover spreads. But I think it was true last week. I think it might be true this week. I mean, if they win and cover again here, who knows how high it's going to get. But I think you are already paying a premium on the Detroit Lions. I mean, if this is 10.5, maybe the real line, if the odds makers didn't know the situation, have the liability week in and week out, and this team being a covering machine, maybe they would really set this at 8 or 8.5. You have to try and time the market. When is the right spot where are they finally getting a little too much love? Are we paying too much of a tax on this team? I think we already are paying a little bit of a premium. But again, when I crunch my numbers, I come out to 10.5 as well. So I won't be betting against them this week.
Yeah, I think for me, I look at that game and I know my brain goes, you gotta go and get Chicago. I'll look for another angle. What I will say on the Bears is with 30 seconds left against Minnesota, they were down by 11 in that game. That helps the perception a little bit as well. I know for a while you've been viewing Detroit as the best team in the NFL. how close is your second and third teams, and who are those teams right now that would be with, you know, within range of Detroit?
It's a good question, and I don't know if I have my number on the Buffalo Bills just yet, but you know, the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, we know what a tough out the Chiefs are. I mean, they're the two-time defending Super Bowl champion, right? But the numbers don't match up this year. And we saw that, you know, in living color last week, not being able to put away the Carolina Panthers, a 3-point game in that one. I think the number's too big this week, Kevin. 12-13 over the Raiders. They beat the Raiders by 7 here in Las Vegas earlier this year. There's no home field advantage in Las Vegas. If anything, it might be an advantage for Kansas City. So now to be laying 12 or 13 at home, you know, maybe Vegas has regressed since then. I think the number ought to be 9, 9.5, maybe double digits. I think that one's too high. But, you know, I have a ticket on the Detroit Lions to go to the Super Bowl and meet up with Buffalo. I just have them as the representatives. And BetMGM is already offering me to cash out. I got it at 18-1, and I think the current price is plus 750. But Buffalo, for sure, they've got the win over Kansas City, but you can never count out the champs. I thought the Ravens looked great on Monday night. I like the Chargers in that game. And boy, when Derrick Henry gets going, it's really tough to stop that two-headed monster of Lamar and Henry. So I think those are probably your and the Eagles. All of a sudden, the Eagles are right there too, my friend. I think they're getting too many points in Baltimore this weekend.
I respectfully, all of a sudden, or also Kind of been there for a little bit, Brady. It's the one team I've been laser focused on for a number of reasons, and I just know that eventually it was going to catch up and it was going to pop to people, and they've had some pop performances. I remember talking to you before a game against Cincinnati. That was going to be the swing game, and to me it was. It was the confirmation. The Bengals have played the Chiefs and Ravens a combined 3 times and lost those games, yes, by a combined 7 points. Philly beat them by 20 in their building. I just think the Eagles have shown that level. Like, Detroit is the best team in football. Detroit is the favorites. That's all good. I don't agree that Detroit is a tier above Philadelphia, for example, right? I just think that that is something that, you know, we're seeing from the Eagles right now, that they are within that range. I think the spot against Baltimore is really interesting on Sunday with the Ravens at home laying 3.
Yeah, with the Ravens coming off of a very emotional victory too, right? The Harbaugh Bowl. I mean, I think that's a tough, you know, game to come off of for both the Chargers and the Ravens. So, you know, I think situationally it favors Philadelphia, and my numbers say it should as well. I made the game a pick'em, I believe, is what I landed on, and I was a little surprised for it to open up at 3. I haven't crunched the stats or all the stats anyway on that game just yet. We haven't seen it move in the market. Some of the games that, you know, I thought the line was off, we have seen movement. I thought I made the Chargers a 3-point favorite. Speaking of the Chargers, I made the Chargers a 3-point favorite at Atlanta. It opened 1.5, but we've seen that one move to 2.
Yeah, there's a few other interesting spots. I want to get your quick thoughts on, Brady. We'll do it on the other side of this quick break on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here. We're with Brady Cannon talking through some numbers. And Brady and I were just talking a lot about Kansas City and Carolina this past weekend. And I'll use that to shift Brady to the game with the Chiefs and the Raiders on Friday night. And you talk about it. And to me, like, this is where someone like yourself, the odds makers in the room, I am not saying that, you know, if someone believes this should be double digits, they've done a bad job. It's that they've created an opportunity I don't want to let pass by, which is to take double digits against Kansas City, who is completely allergic to winning by a big margin. I mean, how many times have they done it this year? Once? I think against the Saints on a Monday nighter?
Yeah, not very many times. And you know, I think it's probably been going on for a few seasons now, ever since, you know, Patrick Mahomes came along and Andy Reid and this team started winning Super Bowls. I heard one of my odds maker friends say, you know, we're never begging for Chiefs money. And they're probably also not, you know, begging for people that are anti-Raiders. So I think you have, you know, the general public here that's run under the window going opposite directions here. They're never afraid to bet the Chiefs no matter what the number is, and they're never afraid to go against the Raiders. And obviously they're matched up here on Friday. Like I said, I made the number 9. When I crunch all the numbers, I come out to Kansas City by 7. That's exactly what they won by here in Las Vegas. I don't think there's a home field advantage here at Allegiant Stadium. Certainly there is at Arrowhead. So, okay, let's maybe bump that number up to 9. But I thought 12 or 13 was quite odd here. You know, we talk about paying a premium, paying a tax on the Detroit Lions, and we probably are paying a little extra on that team right now. We've been paying a premium on the Chiefs for probably 3 or 4 seasons, and I think there's no greater example than this number right here on Friday.
Yeah, and a primetime game as well. Speaking of primetime, man, I didn't know what was going to happen to see a regular season game with the Niners catching a full touchdown. That's what we're seeing against Buffalo, and it looks like Purdy's going to play. Are you surprised to see that number up to 7?
That's pretty much what I made it. Let's see, Bills and 49ers here. Where did I land on that one? I actually made it 9, Kevin, because I figured Purdy would not be playing. Okay, my number basically came to like say 3 or 3.5, and it's not just Purdy, but it's Trent Williams, it's Nick Bosa. You know, there's possibly some other, Hufanga is still out for this team. So, you know, when you add all of that up, I think that amounted to about 6 points or so. And you know, now 9 doesn't seem like quite the right number. There's also the Buffalo Bills coming off of a bye. And, you know, that can be a good thing, giving them some rest, getting healthier and whatnot. But they also went into that bye week on a roll. And it kind of stopped some momentum that they had. They come up. Maybe it's good that they had a bye after a huge win over Kansas City, because it could have been an absolute letdown spot if they played the very next week. Now they kind of get a minute to, you know, soak that in and prepare for another big dog in the 49ers, the other Super Bowl representative, and they catch them certainly in a down moment. But I'd be a little bit surprised if Purdy played. I'd be a little bit surprised if Trent Williams played. That's a huge combination, missing those two guys right there. I think we know Bosa won't be around. And, yeah, I think 7's probably a pretty good number, and I wouldn't be afraid to lay it, certainly consider it in some teasers and what have you.
Yeah, I think the Purdy availability is going to matter a ton. Of course, right? I mean, it's a team's quarterback, so it's going to make the difference there. Let me ask you about one last one before we let you get out of here, Brady. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Boy, do the Bengals need it. They're off the bye. They're at home. A field goal favorite, does that feel right to you?
No, I made Pittsburgh a 1-point favorite here, and we have seen a little money come towards the Steelers. It's now 2.5 in a lot of spots, and that's a fairly significant move. You know that, Kevin. Anytime we're coming off of a 3, either going to 3.5 or going to 2.5, that's a pretty serious move. So some people out there apparently are agreeing with me that 3 was way too high on Cincinnati. Again, I made the Steelers a 1-point road favorite. We've seen them fail in that role before. It's a little bit scary territory to lay points on the road with Pittsburgh. But I thought 3, I mean, I don't think the Bengals are very good. Has anybody seen that defense lately? I thought 3 was way too heavy in favor of Cincinnati.
It'll be a really fun one to watch play out. Cincinnati in must-win mode if they want to try and sneak into that AFC postseason picture. Pittsburgh trying to hold off Baltimore in the North race. A lot at stake. Brady, we appreciate it. As always, we've got the Consig stopping by next here on Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions. I want to quickly fly through the card for people one more time, and then we'll be joined by Dave Sharapan. We're going to go head down because that's the only way I can get through it. Bama Houston over 149.5. We've got Dayton catching 9.5. We've got a first half under in North Carolina Auburn of 79.5. And then our prop in the college basketball board, it's Hunter Dickinson over 10.5 rebounds in that game. NBA, the prop, Zach LaVine over 8.5 rebounds plus assists. And then three totals over in Heat Bucks, though played before the Giannis news. I would be careful with that update. Jazz Spurs under 225. Suns Lakers under 235. Dave Sharapan, happy Halloween? I mean, what's going on here?
Kevin, first of all, it's great to see you. Okay. Yeah. The college football playoff stuff is coming out.
Yep.
And I come on here. When you're not here, it's different. When you're here, it's great because you are the most unbiased man
Correct.
In sports media. And
Correct.
I didn't know what to wear. I said, you know what? Referees are supposed to be impartial. Referees mm-hmm. are supposed to be unbiased.
That's a good point.
Referees are, you know, keep things under control. Sometimes bettors think that referees determine outcomes. A lot of interference calls. Still don't know what interference is. I thought I did. I don't know what holding is anymore in NFL. Different things happen. But yes, Kevin, it's not Halloween. It's Thanksgiving week.
That's
Monster
right.
week. I lobbied for the whole hour. BK did a great job talking about Thanksgiving Day games.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to take his time. JY killed it with you in the first hour. I could have done 2 hours with you today. I was down at the MGM Grand at the Players Era basketball tournament. I got the bug. I watched San Diego State House Creighton. I had to come home because I'm doing the show. Otherwise, I would have stayed for Houston, Alabama.
Mm.
Huh. Okay, duh. Mm. I was standing next to the Houston kids. They're ready. They
yeah.
are. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking Alabama before. But when I was next to them and watching, like, this is a business trip. They're,
did they look ready to score or ready to defend? Tell me.
Defend.
Give it to me honest. Nah, yeah, too bad. Yeah, then they're in for a rude awakening. We like the over.
I
we like the over.
Do.
No, it's all right.
I know the game's supposed to have juice, but
no.
I'm telling you, it's going to be hard to get a rebound tonight for Alabama. They better make the first ones. They better
well,
make the first ones.
That is always the key. Let me ask you then. What's the conversation around the number one team in the country catching 3.5, Duke, Kansas?
It's crazy because that's right down the street, and there wasn't a person in the building that even acknowledged that the game was going on. And 100%, there's a bunch of people on the strip that are going to this game. It's going to be a packed house. The consensus is, like, why everybody always loves Duke? Like, no matter what, they're favored. They lay it. There's not a number, I think, that can stop it. I don't know. This feels like a Kansas play to me, K-Dub. No?
I just, listen, I know you always say be careful of these things, so I will add the caveats. The FanDuel stats thing says the percentage of bets, 80% Kansas. The 3.5 is gone. It's now 4.5.
Yeah.
The metrics tell you Duke's the better ball club. They tell you Duke's a better ball club. What Duke did in Arizona was, come on now. They held that team under 60 in their building. That's not right. That's not right.
They really had the game against Kentucky in control until the end, and then it was just a melt. So, like, Duke's not going anywhere. For the people that don't like Duke, they're going to be around, and they do have a tremendous roster.
Yep.
I don't know yet what Kansas is. Kansas is... Are we in for the Big 12 all over again? Like, is the Big 12 the deepest conference in the baskets?
It's the perception, but I think it's – like, here's the thing, right? So Auburn now has a win over Houston and Iowa State. Like, if tonight you get a Bama win, you get a Duke win.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know what we're gonna still put the whole thing in, though, right? I mean, that's kind of the way sometimes this stuff breaks.
I mean, the SEC's had a stronghold on football for like 15 years. Do we need them to have the best basketball conference too, K-Dub?
Oh,
come on.
No, apparently the best college football conference, everybody now, I mean, Now all of a sudden the SEC is not good. I don't know what's going on anymore. I can barely keep up with some of the things. I'm keeping the ears to the ground. I mean, it's very interesting, the conversations out there. Uh-huh. I mean, Penn State's ranked fourth.
Give it to me. Go ahead.
Come on.
I ain't seen you for a couple of weeks. Go ahead. I'm ready. Let me get the listening glasses. Hold on. Well, you want to be unbiased? Give it to me. Go ahead. I am ready for you.
Here's what I would say. I just think that if we are, I'll give it to you like this, Dave.
Mm-hmm, please.
You and I preseason got together and talked about the over-under for teams to make the playoff from the Big Four conferences, right?
We did. Yes, we did.
And I believe it was 1.5 for the Big 12.
Yes, it was.
1.5 for the ACC.
Correct.
4.5 for the Big 10, 4.5 SEC, or was it 5.5 SEC?
3.5 for the Big 10.
Okay.
4.5 for the SEC.
Okay. Now, explain to me how we're currently about to get 3 SEC teams in, which is well under the number.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And yet people are talking about SEC bias. That doesn't sound like SEC bias.
I'll tell you why. Because Alabama with 3 losses won't go away. They won't go away. Can we just put them in the Duke's Mayo Bowl right now?
Can I ask you something, Dave?
Can you see a scenario where they can get in? Please tell me.
Absolutely. But not only can I see it, Dave, not only can I see it.
Are you betting it?
Dave, most unbiased man history of sports media does it again. I'm holding 4-1 on them to miss the playoff, and I'm sitting here telling you, honest as days, that they have a chance to get in and deserve one. I mean, I don't know how I keep getting away with it being this unbiased. It hurts a little bit. I might start a Go Yanks chant during the break just to feel a little bit of the juice.
Let's go,
I mean,
Yankee.
Honestly. Boys of the Bronx, could be a big year. A lot, you know what? This Soto kid's coming back. He's still, listen, I'm hearing a lot of Boston chatter, Nationals chatter. Come on, CJ Abrams probably laid it on Soto to go back to the Yanks. Come on, easy now. Now, Dave, here's my thing, right? Preseason. Bama, 3 losses, they don't belong in. Dave, we're in season. Yeah. A lot of things have happened. Michigan's not good. I understand that. I understand. Hold on a minute now. Texas.
Oklahoma's 5-5.
Texas beat them by 3.
Smoked them. Texas smoked them last week.
That was an awesome game by OU. Hold on. That was an awesome game. Wait, that was an awesome game out of OU. But Dave, but again, you want Bama or you want Boise, who's on upset alert by Wyoming? Oof. Oof. Wyoming. Oof. That's ugly, Dave.
Boise may lose to UNLV.
We'd like to see it.
And they let the Rebels in.
But that's my point. Like, again, I'm not telling you that Bama needs to be in over, you know, like Indiana, right? Like, there's a lot of insecurity there with the Indiana folk.
A lot.
And I get it.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
But Indiana got enough help? That schedule, though, is pathetic. Like, The absolute hilarity of that team coming off the Ohio State when they're like, whoa, what's next? Purdue. Like, all right, come on.
Let's go whack Purdue.
I think they need to beat Purdue. I think they need to cover against Purdue. Otherwise, I'm dropping them out
by
of the playoff.
100. They
I
need
agree.
To win by 100.
No, I agree. It's a great breakdown by Dave. It's a great breakdown. Let's get more of these. We're live. We're making it happen. It's an electric Tuesday on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're here on a Tuesday. And why not? You know what, Dave?
Yep.
Because there's more and more reports that the now, John Heyman's telling people the Red Sox are stepping up the offer. I mean, you're with Peralt on a daily basis, so I imagine he's got a sense of whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
I have my own take on Soto, but what is yours on certainly something that would shift many, many markets?
I think he's staying in New York. I think it's either the Mets or the Yankees, and I think that the guys using these other teams – why aren't the Yankees stepping up the offer? Why aren't the Mets stepping up the offer? Because they're waiting until the end for one of them to say, Juan, come home, come back. You know, it would be a great story if he goes to the Nationals. I know someone very near and dear to our hearts who will literally cry tears of joy. He's not going to the Nationals. Red Sox, would bring back the rivalry. It would be great. He ain't going to the Red Sox. Is he coming out west? Listen. This is Shohei's world out west. He's not going to play second fiddle to anybody out west, whether it's San Diego. He's definitely not going to the Dodgers. How about the Toronto nonsense? I love it. Listen, oh, Canada, go up to Toronto. You'll own the whole country for a year or two until they lose to the Yankees and continue to lose. He's going to either the Mets or the Yankees. End of story. I'll be surprised. If he goes anywhere else, you'll slide the numbers down. But if he goes to the Red Sox, like with the pitching they got, how are they going to get better? I mean, they got to get better with the pitching. You know, is he going to the Nationals? What does that do? I don't know. The Braves, the Phillies, the Mets, are they all going to come back? Good luck. If he wants to win, he's going, he's staying in New York, Kevin. It's simple.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing for Soto is he is, I mean, he already has a World Series under the belt, right? He's been to another. So while that'll be a part of it, I think he probably believes wherever he goes, that's a winner. What I'll just say is, in classic baseball fashion, I am sure that this news will break when it'll be least relevant. You know, maybe in the heart of NFL wild card weekend or something like that. Maybe middle of the Super Bowl, just to make sure that absolutely nobody cares.
Post-Super Bowl. February,
Super Bowl.
Everybody's on vacation. Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's one of those things. It shouldn't drag out like this, but that's baseball, right?
Yeah.
That's baseball. And we will see what happens. when
can he go to the Phillies? I mean, could he go to the state of Pennsylvania? You were just down at the state of Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia would be kind of nice. I mean, the Phillies would be a good story. I'd love for him to go to Pittsburgh. He could name the city. You know, Pittsburghville would be Sotoburg. I mean, you could call it whatever you want. They would go nuts and keep him forever. It's not going to happen. What is happening in Philly, though, is these birds. And, I mean, listen, the Sixers are done. That's it. We don't have to talk about Philadelphia and basketball unless it's college.
Yeah.
But did you see what Saquon did? Did you see what they're doing? I mean, Kevin told people back in August. In September, to watch out for this team. Remember? Cowboys are coming. Oh, baby. Ugh. The Redskins, I mean the Commanders, pardon me. They're going to be okay. The Giants, stop, please. What a mess.
Let me ask you something about Saquon, Dave. Is he going to be a liability for the books in the MVP market? Because a lot of the bets on him, I assume, are at really big numbers.
Yeah, it already is. It's already a big number, and it's a red number at a lot of places because you can't go from 60-1 to 10-1 or 5-1 or whatever, you know, single digits. That was the move. There was no progressive, you know, like the Skeens prop. talked about it before it was cool and before anyone else saw him. It was 200 to yeah. 1. It was 150 to 1, 100 to 1. I mean, you could work it your way down. Mm-hmm. There's no book or, you know, if you actually take in bets and you go from 60 to 1 to 6 to 1, you got some red number liability. Can he win it, Kevin? Can he win it?
I actually think he can. I think to me, when you look at the way the MVP is being handled, right? You need timing on your side. You need the record. And he's got both right now, right? Only one team has a better record. That's Detroit. The conversation, it's happening at the right moment.
Mm.
Baltimore, though, is a big game, right?
Oh, it's a big game for both Lamar and him, for both the teams, both the cities, both the divisions. There's a lot at stake in that game on Sunday. Can't wait to watch it. I think Saquon needs a record like 2,000 yards to win it. I think he needs that thing for all of the people that vote for him to hang their hat on, so to say.
Dave, he's sitting plus 150 to rush for 2K on one book. Now, it might not be a great number, right? But to give you an idea, 7-1 to win an MVP is plus 150 to put the 2,000 on the board, right?
Which he can do and not win the MVP in a weird sort of way.
Agree.
So it's not a bad bet, actually.
Here's what I'm really interested in is if he wins MVP, does he also win Offensive Player of the Year? I think that's the trickier thing to figure out for me.
Do you see his odds to win Player of the Year? I mean, it's a done deal, right? I mean, the books have played instant defense on that and moved up to a minus money favorite. So
rightfully so.
I think right, and that's the consolation prize, as weird as that is to say. That's what he's going to win if he doesn't win MVP.
Right.
I don't know. It's been fun.
The last person to win both, I believe, was Mahomes, right? You know, they kind of started to separate them, but they separated it because the MVP was just always going to the quarterback. Right. I think the year AP won MVP, Peyton Manning won Offensive Player of the Year. I'm not 100% on that.
Get the research department on that.
Could you imagine, like, if they hand Josh Allen Offensive Player of the Year? Oh, that'd be too funny. Oh, that would be funny. I hate to admit it, but it would be.
Talk about this Bills game on the other side.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff out there. We'll button it all up. We got the consig with us on a Tuesday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right here on Sports Grid, game time decisions. We've already made some. We'll flip through the card before we get out of here. But we do have Dave Sharapan with us, and we're putting our eye on some of the big stuff that's going to be coming up throughout the weekend here. Dave, I am curious because you have some really marquee matchups, and you know me, I always find this stuff super interesting. What will be the biggest handled NFL game this whole week? One of the Thanksgiving games, the Black Friday game? Sunday night?
Usually we go, I mean, for two decades, the story on Thanksgiving was bet against Detroit, bet on Dallas, and then the third game, bet under if it's in a cold weather place because it's usually freezing. So this year, you got bet on Detroit, bet against Dallas, and bet under in Green Bay. That's the way that one's going to go. Handle-wise, the Dallas game is usually the one in the middle, and that's between mealtime. So that's usually the biggest handle game. But, I mean, the Miami-Green Bay game is 3. So that'll be the most handle game. Friday standalone is interesting. The NFL has taken over a little bit. I mean, they moved the Egg Bowl off of Thursdays because of the NFL, and now that they put it on Friday, they moved the NFL game on Friday. And it's the Chiefs, but it's a big number. So I heard BK talking about it. I don't know how much handle this one's going to do. I mean, it's down to 12, which is surprising. I thought this would stick up there higher. But Sunday, I mean, when you're looking at the card, it's definitely not like Seattle and the Jets. Like, that one's not going to be the biggest handle game. Early, I mean, surprisingly, not. Maybe it's Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. That's actually a 2.5-point spread. Mm-hmm. And a Steeler game in the early window is usually a good handle. But Philadelphia and Baltimore is basically a Super Bowl preview. I mean, the battle of the birds, Ravens, yeah. Eagles. I can't believe it got to 3 this early in the week. I thought the game, I mean, legit, with Baltimore coming off a trip to the West Coast and a really good game, I thought the game would be closer to pick. Let them bet Baltimore up. They already put it at 2.5 and took the bets up to 3. That one's going to be gigantic. And then it's all going to roll into the Buffalo-San Francisco game. And the news came out. I heard it when I was driving home from the basketball arena. I guess Purdy's going to play. I don't know. What does that mean? That means they're going to be competitive. That means they're going to score. Buffalo's a physical, nasty team. And they actually have a lot in place without any questions. Like, I have Buffalo right there. I mean, people have maybe Baltimore 1, maybe Kansas City 2 or 3, and then Buffalo right there. But they keep putting Buffalo lower in that pecking order. Buffalo's right there with them, I think.
Yeah, I think it all depends who you ask. I think what I would say, and I think maybe a little bit of evidence of the last few games we've seen on the Ravens, I actually think the Ravens are right now, at least from what I'm seeing, booked as the second best team in the NFL. Detroit's booked as the best.
No question.
We'll see how it plays out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Sig, we appreciate it. You want to let people know what they got coming up on the In-Game Live tonight?
Oh, me and Wetzel, a cast of characters. Colby D's on. Cam's on. And a couple guests. We got college basketball top to bottom. We got a college football debate. And, of course, you know, the NBA, NHL. And Thanksgiving. Kevin, favorite side dish Thanksgiving for the people. You got to have one. What is it?
Mashed potatoes. Go with the classic. Everybody says the mac and cheese, but the mashed potatoes.
No, mashed potatoes is minus 800. You never miss. Penn State's covering against Maryland. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. What a moment that'll be. Covering against Maryland. The best win on the Indiana resume, someone would say. All right, let's get out of here with a couple of picks. Suns-Lakers under 235. Highest total with the third game of these teams this season. Little inflated with the Durant and Beal returns. Under in Jazz Spurs as well, 225. That number not moving enough with Wemby in the mix there for that game tonight against the Jazz with the Spurs playing. College hoops card. We go late night under 79.5. First half, UNC Auburn will take 9.5 points with the Dayton Flyers going up in that game against Iowa State. Over 149.5, Bama, Houston, juice. Love it. Then my favorite bet tonight, it's Hunter Dickinson over 10.5 rebounds. A 15 spot could be in range for the big man on Kansas. Can't wait to watch it play out. I will see you Thanksgiving morning for Pro Football Today. Best of luck on the slate.